this lead, and based on my experience, I've been in this business for over 4 decades, this lead will solve the case. If you connect this person, this curtain, to a location, they will finish the job. Spatzel, the FBI, BCI, these detectives will solve this case. And lastly, I want to thank the family. None of us knew Amy here except the family. We all feel bad, and we didn't ever knew her. We never saw her. The family knew her. The family loved her. Her father, Mark, is here. Her brother, Jason, is here, and Georgette. The child's mother has passed, but we have never forgotten. You can imagine the pain and heartbreak they have had. We have learned from past experiences. Most recently, this rape kit task force that a number of agencies have been working with us on in Cleveland. We've solved over 500, and we're going to announce probably next week a 500th indictment. We have looked, going back 20 years, at these criminals. We've had the unique opportunity to look back in history. What have these guys done for 20 years? Because we're getting back on DNA, and we're getting cold cases off these rape kits. And so we look at their crimes they committed in 93, 94, 95, 96, or 2000. What have they been doing for 20 years? Crime is what they've been doing. They don't stop committing crime. This guy who committed this crime against Amy is undoubtedly continued in criminal activity. That's our experience. That's what we've seen in the past. It's only a fool who would believe this is the one and only crime this individual ever committed. He didn't. He committed crimes before it, most likely, and very likely after. So when you take these guys down and you look at an individual like this, he made mistakes. This was a hurried disposal of the body. We can solve this case. This is not the Napoleon of crime here. We want to bring him in, and we need your help, and I know you're going to give it with the media. And I know there's somebody out there in the public who will also assist. The FBI has offered $25,000 to someone who brings in that reward. The county prosecutor's office, through our confiscated forfeited funds, is going to match the FBI's $25,000, so it's now a $50,000 reward out there. This is money taken from criminals that we're going to put forward here to help solve this case, if someone would come forward.